gracious viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. Today and next week, we will visit the New Dawn Montana Farm Sanctuary, located in the heart of the Bitterroot Mountains in Montana, USA. The Vegan Sanctuary, the first of its kind in Montana, is a home and lifelong haven for many farmed animals.
We have poultry, chickens, we have goats, sheep, we have the cattle, and we have pigs.
We will meet some friendly animals as well as some compassionate people there to understand how their lives have changed through the loving and attentive human-animal interactions.
It's a vegan message. I take in farmed animals that would, if they didn't go to me, they'd be going to slaughter.
The New Dawn Montana Farm Sanctuary was founded by its vegan owners, Sue Akins and her husband Lee Akins. Their website reads, "We hope to inspire people to choose a mindful, humane lifestyle that benefits the animals, humans, and our planet. A winning combination for all." Guests visiting the sanctuary have the opportunity to learn that farmed animals need protection and indeed love too, as do all species of this planet.
So where did Henry and Bert come from?
They were born on a dairy farm. They're dairy steers. And they were in a pen and they were going to go to be veal. And I went and got them, rescued them, and bottle fed them. So they're yearlings now. They're a year old. Very friendly. They think they're cow dogs.
Very friendly. They keep licking me.
Yes, they do.
What inspired Mr. and Mrs. Akins to sell their properties and leave their successful lives in the city to establish such a serene shelter for farmed animals?
I became aware, I awakened to the suffering of farmed, what we call food farmed animals, mm-hmm. and how horrible their lives are, and what we do, that we eat them. And I knew that I had to create a place of peace for them. And this is a safe haven. Mm-hmm. And it came to me, I've been a vegan for about 10 years and a vegetarian 15 years ago. Uh-huh. And it really was a process of awakening and realizing. And I decided that I needed to start a sanctuary. This is my way of giving back, mm-hmm. and creating a safe place for animals.
We were looking into possibly wildlife sanctuary because we love animals. Then we got to looking at the farm animal situation, and it just made sense.
At New Dawn, all the animal residents have the secure comfort of knowing they have a place to live for the rest of their lives. In addition to feed and hay, veterinarian care, land to freely roam, and good housing, they receive affection and attention from the staff and visitors.
We had a lot in Missoula that was probably one of the finest pieces of real estate, very upscale neighborhood. By selling the lot, it enabled us to acquire this property.
Oh, that's great.
We looked and looked probably for 2 years.
We moved out here specifically. This is their land. It's 20 acres. We consider this their place. And we are about a 30-minute drive from Missoula. We put ourselves close to Missoula. This is where we were living, mm-hmm. so that people in a more major area of Missoula would come and visit and be aware of this place.
Which leads us to the question, how did the animals at New Dawn Sanctuary find their way here?
Several of them are court-ordered removals for abuse, or there's something really terrible happened and they ended up coming to me because they needed a sanctuary. We've had one or two turn-ins where people don't want to see their animals killed, and so they've turned to me, and it just happens in different ways.
Generally, we are contacted by various organizations looking for someone to take the animal for various reasons. Maybe they were adopted or beaten. For example, one of the earliest cows we got, it's a male cow that had been beaten and beaten by previous owners to the point where it was dying. And they were actually in possession. This cow was in possession by the police, looked for a home. We accepted it. And for a long time, we couldn't even get within a couple hundred feet. But little by little, the cow started accepting us. And now the cow eats out of our hands. So it's a good ending on this one.
There are even cases of children who grew up with their adored companion animals all their lives, only to realize later that their very own animal friends are destined to be slaughtered and eaten. Refusing to accept this cruel fate, the children turn to New Dawn Sanctuary to rescue their friends.
We're trying to keep children from becoming hardened, and we feel like when they have to let go, and let go, say, of their sheep and let them go to slaughter, that we're really, that's a form of child abuse. So we definitely are here to help out. And we're glad to be here. They all come for different reasons. They really do.
When we return, we will meet some of the animals at the New Dawn Montana Farm Sanctuary, a warmingly caring vegan home for farm animals. You are watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television.
So you're changing lives here?
Very much.
Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. Today we are at the New Dawn Montana Farm Sanctuary, a not-for-profit organization providing a kind-hearted safe haven for farm animals.
Who's our other friend here?
Her name is Grace, and she is a cow. And she was, there's a story with her, she was kept by a woman who was breeding her but not feeding her, and she would miscarriage, and so eventually the courts got involved for abuse, for neglect. So they removed her, and she needed a home to go to, so she came to here.
So is she like a dairy cow, or just what kind of cow is she?
She's an Irish Dexter, and that's probably what you'd call a beef cow, and she's about 11 going on 12 years old. So she has lived much longer than she would have lived had she been, you know, in a beef setting.
So I'm noticing you have a bunch of different kinds of pigs here.
Yes, I do. We have farm pigs, and we have potbelly pigs, and there are different species of farm pigs here. And all of them were rescues or, you know, from situations where they needed to leave them. And we'll come down and say hello to them. They're very friendly. The farm pigs are the big guys, the ones that are raised for food. They're very sweet. They're very friendly. And they love people. They love to come up. They love for you to pet them. They want to walk with you.
Now, are the potbelly pigs, are they full-grown now? Because I heard that they got bigger than this.
Yes, some do, but these are full-grown. So some potbelly breeds do stay small. They are over 10 years old, so they're definitely full-grown.
Well, I noticed you also have some llamas.
Yes, we have llamas. That was a owner turn-in, and we just did it because she lost all her land due to foreclosure.
Hmm.
So we do have our two token llamas, but we don't normally have llamas.
Uh-huh. So will the llamas let us get close?
That depends. We have one llama that is going to spook off no matter what, and the other one can end up being a big flirt. We call her flirty little girl.
Such a pleasant sight to see animals living naturally, freely and happily alongside one another and people. Through animal rescues, public education, and the Western Montana Vegetarian Society, the staff at the New Dawn Farm Sanctuary promote respectful views and compassionate choices.
We do education here too, and we have a vegetarian society that we have once a month that mm-hmm. we have, because what we're trying to do is get the message out to rethink what you do with animals, mm-hmm. that animals are not ours to eat.
Though the animal residents there cannot speak in human languages, they will speak in their own way to visitors about the three R's: rethinking, reducing, and seeking to ultimately refuse to eat or wear animal-based products.
We have information to give people. It could be anything from a vegetarian starter kit, compassionate choices. We have sayings on the walls. We try very hard not only for people to come here and just see farm animals and let them be the ambassadors, but also mm-hmm. to provide information so maybe they'll have a transformative experience and they'll want to maybe reduce their meat intake or their animal production intake or go vegan.
University students interested to learn more about farm animals outside of animal agricultural settings are invited to apply for an internship at New Dawn Farm Sanctuary through the University of Montana. Interns will gain school credit as well as invaluable experiences in their daily interactions tending to the animals.
I contacted Sue, told her I had no experience whatsoever with farm animals and I'd really love to come out and work, and she took me in, so I volunteered. Well, did an internship for an entire semester.
And what was the experience like? Did it change you at all?
It did, actually. It opened my mind to how we get our food, the mass production and slaughter of animals, and I realized I don't support that anymore. I won't support like factory meat and that kind of stuff. It's too heart-wrenching and it's just wrong. We shouldn't do that to other animals.
So, but has it changed your diet choices?
Yeah, I went vegetarian for a year.
And what are some of your favorite animals here?
George and Vicky are my favorite. They're the two goats. They're pretty much just like little puppy dogs. They'll just follow you, especially if you have licorice, and they'll just cuddle and just kind of stare up at you like, what's on your mind? And they're just great.
So, Ashley, what are you doing now?
Well, this last summer I worked at the Wildcat Sanctuary up in Minnesota. I bonded with all the animals here, and then when I got to the sanctuary in Minnesota, the same thing happened. You know, you get to learn their personalities, you see individual behaviors, you get to just bond with them at different levels, just by watching them or, like, talking to them, reading them a book. Like, they all pay attention, and they all know you're spending time with them.
Spend time with New Dawn Farm Sanctuary in Montana, USA, online at www.newdawnmt.com. Please join us next Tuesday on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, for the second part of A Place of Peace, New Dawn Farm Sanctuary in Montana, USA. And now, stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next. May all beings on earth be kind to each other and enjoy a harmonious and happy life together.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/ VEG